All right, good evening, everybody. Tonight, we'll be talking about one of my favorite subjects. It's going to be eternal security. So OSAS, once saved, always saved. So a lot of people, I notice that especially online, that they're against that. They hate that doctrine, and they also believe that it is blasphemy and heresy. And the reason why is because they do not believe in dispensationalism. The number one thing I hear from people, what they appreciate about dispensationalism the most, is concerning salvation. So for example, concerning the doctrine of salvation, sorry about that, my intention just went away just now. So concerning the doctrine of salvation, a lot of people appreciate it the most concerning dispensationalism, because there are too many verses that show that you can lose your salvation. If you don't keep the faith, then you can lose your salvation. You can go to hell after you believed on Christ. So the thing is that concerning eternal security, that's why it's understandable a lot of people, especially online, would think that it's heresy. Eternal security, listen now, eternal security is a basic doctrine. That's not an advanced theological concept. That is a basic doctrine that every new believer should understand and know. So tonight's teaching is going to be especially important for all of you. If you don't know this doctrine, then don't bother even getting into the deep stuff. This is foundational. It's even becoming a heavy debate on deep doctrine now. But this is a foundational doctrine for every believer. In fact, it's probably the first doctrine you hear after you get saved, believe it or not. Believe it or not, sometimes that's the case. Okay, so let's talk about eternal security. So you guys don't have the paper for it. The reason why is because in this teaching, we're going to go through all the verses together. So that's why you don't need your papers for this. You'll be able to catch up in your writing, so don't worry about that. The famous chapter. Now, you're going to have to remember this one. The most famous chapter for eternal security is 1 John chapter 5. That is the most famous chapter on eternal security, and you want to make sure that you know that. So whenever you show a person a verse on eternal security, you're going to base it off of 1 John chapter 5. And if the cameraman can let me know if I'm out of bounds, on the side or below any time, then I'd appreciate that. Gotcha. All right, the first one is 1 John chapter 5, and then verse 11. The most famous, if not the most, one of the most famous passages on eternal security. And this is the record. So notice it's recorded. It cannot be erased. That God hath given to us how much life? Eternal life. And this life is in His Son. This is very plain. He that the Son hath life. So if you receive Christ for your salvation, you automatically have life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. If you don't have Jesus Christ, you don't have eternal life. It's that simple. There's no in-between here. Verse 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Yeah. So did you believe on Jesus Christ? If you did, that ye may what? Know. Oh, I don't know if, I hope I can go to heaven. No, you do know you're going to heaven if you had faith on Christ. That ye have how much life? Temporary life? Did it say conditional life? Like under the condition of sinning, under the condition of failing your faith. No, that ye have eternal life and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. So several things to note in this passage in 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 through 13. We saw one, that it mentions eternal. That's fixed. Another thing we noticed right here is that it's also record. That's a strong word. Not just eternal and record, but also you see the word know. Another thing is that, here's the fourth thing. Basically, notice that once you believed, you are saved. It says believed, then you have life. Verse 12 and verse 13. It's that simple. It never said work. Did you see work there? No, you didn't see work there. Did you see baptized right there? No. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Here's another powerful one. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, you can actually go through this whole chapter, but we don't have time to read this whole chapter. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verses 15 all the way through 27. Now, why is it that whole passage? Because this whole passage is about the body of Christ. Now, based on Jesus Christ's body, there are several factors to consider here. First, the Bible says that it is impossible to lose a member of the body. Now, why is that? Why is it impossible to lose a member of the body? Because then there would be no body of Christ. Isn't there a body of Christ? Yeah. But if you say there's no member, one of the members in the body of Christ is lost, then that means the body of Christ cannot even exist. There would be no body. So let's look at the verse. Verse 15. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, see, if it's only one member that counts for salvation, the whole body is an eye, then where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? So notice right here, verse 19 as well, and if they were all one member. So it's only certain members that are truly saved. If you say it that way, and if they were all one member, where were the what? Body. The body of Christ wouldn't exist. All members are saved, you got to understand. All members are saved once you receive Christ for your salvation. A second argument right here is that you'll notice the one that is less honorable is made up. God lifts the person up. He abundantly fills it. The less honorable is filled with abundant honor. So yeah, there's probably a person in the church who's less honorable, does not really qualify for the honors in the body of Jesus Christ, the special honor society of Jesus Christ. No, no such thing. Because God, He can fill it up, make up for their less honorable defects, their slip-ups. We're going to keep reading right here. Verse 23. And if those members of the body, which we think to be less honorable, right? How many people online, how many pastors and false prophets think, oh, you're less honorable. You're less honorable. Okay, upon these we bestow what? More abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no meat, but God hath what? Tempered the body together, having giving more abundant honor to that part which lacked. Oh, there's something lacking in my part with my walk with Jesus Christ. There's something that I'm lacking in the Holy Spirit or in my salvation. No, God makes up for it. God makes up for it. Thirdly, this is powerful. There is no schism in the body of Christ. That's powerful. So no matter what sin you may commit, you cannot be divided from the body of Christ. It's not like when you get saved in the body that Jesus Christ automatically divides you out when you sin or you mess up. The Bible says there's no schism, no division. God cannot cut it off. Let's look at verse 25. That there should be no what? Schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. Wow, that's powerful. Isn't that powerful? Here's a famous passage for eternal security. It's John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verse 27 through 30. So, John chapter 10, verses 27 through 30. This passage, you all have to remember this one. This is the second or one of the most famous passages on eternal security, is John chapter 10. So this one is something that you have to know, because a lot of pastors in this area, well, I'm not going to give them that much benefit of the doubt, but some pastors, they know this one. This is because this is a famous passage. John chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them what? Eternal life. And they shall what? Never perish. You can't go back to perishing. It's never. Neither shall what? Any man pluck them out of my hand. That's powerful. You can't slip out of your salvation. But hey, it's not just God the Son, Jesus, who eternally secures you. It's also, you got a backup. You got God the Father as well eternally securing you. Because look at verse 29. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Isn't that powerful? That is extremely powerful.